Now, friends, we are about to launch into a segment of Scripture that is probably the pinnacle of all Scripture passages anywhere in the Bible. I know you know that I'm used to expressing things in superlative language sometimes, but I want to tell you, my friend, I assure you, this is a wow passage. There is nothing, I would wager, in any religion of the world that comes anywhere near to Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. I don't think even Romans chapter 8 equals this passage. Well, anyway, I'd better introduce what's going on here. This is Colin Cook and How It Happens. We're looking at the gospel, how the good news happens, the good news of Christ that our Father sent to us to be the new head of the human race, and how our faith works to trust in our God who has done this so that we have the courage to live and go on expecting our wonderful future. Now, remember this passage, Romans chapter 5, is about freedom from wrath. Freedom from wrath so that we are now reconciled to the heart of the Father. Well, Paul now goes into space, as it were, telling us of things that are so great and so beyond us that I'm sure it had to be the Holy Spirit who made this message clear. What Paul does now, under divine inspiration, I believe, is to set up those two great citadels of humanity. One is Adam, and the other is the second Adam. And in the first Adam, we all came under condemnation and death. We had no part in Adam's sin, but we were condemned for it. And in the same way, we have no part in the second Adam's righteousness, but we were justified by it. In the first Adam, death reigns through that one man. In the second Adam, life reigns through that one man. God started all over again in Christ. The message of the gospel is that God does not patch up Christians and reform them and slowly sanctify them so that they have a humanity that is safe to take to the kingdom of heaven. No, the message of the gospel is that God put man to death in Christ's death and started a new humanity all over again in the resurrected Christ. This is the startling message in Romans chapter 12, chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. Some theologians feel that Paul went right off the tracks when he presented this passage. They can't make sense of it. There are many theologians who feel that Paul simply got off theme when he came to Romans 5, verses 12 to 21. Well, the reason they go that way of thinking is that they didn't understand what Paul was saying in the first place. They thought that Paul was talking about how we slowly get sanctified and become righteous here. And so this verse, this series of verses, this segment doesn't make any sense. But for those who do understand the gospel and that Paul has been stating that we are freed from God's wrath through the act of Christ, freed from God's judgment of humanity through Jesus Christ, then this passage makes eminent sense. There is a new human race. In the death of Jesus Christ, was not simply salvation for the human race, but the end of the human race. That is to say, Christ, God rather, the Father, ended the human race, put it to death by substitution, by proxy, in Jesus Christ. Now he looks at a new human race. You understand what I'm doing here. I'm summarizing this whole passage before we get into it in detail. Probably verse 18 summarizes this passage more than anyone else, more than any other verse. Therefore, as through one man's offense, that's Adam's, of course, judgment came to all men, or condemnation came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification and life. This is astounding. It basically means that God is not charging the sins of humanity against it. This, of course, is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's misdeeds against them. How could he do that? He did it by the entrance of Christ, who was to take the place of and represent every single human being, dead or alive, and take his and her judgment to the cross and be executed for it, so that all humanity is counted as if it were dead and finished, and now alive and begun again in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel then, you see, by implication, comes to mean this: not that all men are lost except those who believe in Jesus Christ and are saved, but rather, all men are saved except those who refuse to believe it and are lost. Let me repeat that. By implication, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21 says, not that the gospel is all men are lost except those who believe and are saved, but rather, the gospel is all men are saved except those who refuse to believe it and are lost. This is why Jesus, in the book of John, states that he has not come to judge the world. The world already has its judgment in its accusations of its mind, either justifying itself or condemning itself. Jesus didn't come to bring that condemnation and judgment. He came to save. He came to bring the good news. He came to bring the gospel. And so this makes sense of the phrase, the wrath of the Lamb. You've never seen a lamb wrathful. You've never seen a lamb angry. The only reason these two words are juxtaposed, wrath and lamb, is that God brought to the world the complete solution to its lostness, Jesus. No man is judged by his works, by his sins, but by whether he receives or not the mercy of God. For those who know Jesus, through Jesus. For those who don't know him, the mercy of God, where Jesus acts incognito, behind the scenes, cloak and dagger. It is an amazing message. And the piddling nature of preaching today shows how utterly lost we are in relation to the good news. God, in His great and abundant mercy, has heard the call of the poor in spirit, the oppressed in heart, the ones who are burdened down of soul. He knows our plight. He knows our guilt that we wake up with, that we go to bed with, our shame and our fear. And He has said, there is no more judgment for the human race, for I, in my Son, have taken it upon myself. Receive, my Son, so that you can bask in this new innocence and new grace. I repeat this verse, Romans 5:18. As through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. You see, we were condemned for Adam's sin in which we had no part. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. That is to say, we were declared innocent in Christ's righteousness in which we had no part. Now, this is almost too good to believe. And unless you stick your nose into a passage like Romans 5, you will not be able to believe it. These words are words of life. They are divine words. They come from the throne of God through the Holy Spirit imparting the words to Paul. When we hear them, we can believe. But you will not be able to believe by the resources of your own mind. Now, my friend, help me, please. Help me to keep this broadcast on the air, now in its coming up to 15th year of broadcasting. Help me to keep the Ministry of Faith Quest Perspectives going. How can you do that? Pray for this ministry, pray for me, and support it, would you? By any amount that you can manage. If it's just $5, that's not nothing. And if it's 50 or 100 or 200, that's not nothing either. If you want to donate on a monthly basis, that would be wonderful. If you want to donate once in a while or just once a year, that's great too. You can make your donation by sending your first check to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That P.O. Box again, 366, and the zip code 80160, Faith Quest, Littleton. Now, if you want to make your donation by credit card or debit card, you can call me at 303-738-8694, 303-738-8694. Some folks like to have me take it off their debit card or credit card so they don't forget, and it is an automatic thing. I will send you my Cook's Monthly Message as a thank you, my friend. It's a CD that will bless your heart throughout the month. And if you don't want any literature, simply say, no literature, please. Well, I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.